always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up, man? It's your warrior Don Christian.
And I'm your soul saving DJ back in the studio again.
Man, hey man, you've been all over the net, you know what I'm saying? All over the world, man. Tell the people where Kingdom 7 been at, man. What's up with Kingdom?
Oh man, I just left the East Coast touring, doing the life-changing tour with Farron J and Sean Scales.
Okay.
And it was beautiful, man. I got to chop it up with all the great guys in VA.
Stand up.
Yeah, two up, two down all day, man. It was just a blessing, man, for the way they received Farron and Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, it's trying to keep it moving, keep pushing. New music coming. It's just been a great time.
Dope, man. So yeah, we missed Kingdom while he was gone, but he was plugging Yada Da King everywhere he went, man, and that's really what it is, man. We are excited to interview his work, man. This is actually their first interview.
Yeah, exclusive.
Yes sir, man. We ain't gonna say exclusive because we're praying that they're gonna get on some more shows too.
Oh, no question.
You know what I'm saying? But we're excited that they're here with us, man. We're gonna talk about their new project that just came out. Also, they working with Tony Stone. This is his one of his first groups with what's the name of his company again? So hands up,
yeah,
online, you know what I'm saying, .com. They doing it big, man, all the way. They moved to VA,
yeah,
right. Kingdom 7's like, yeah, that's what's up. He was just in VA like last week.
Yeah, I just came back last night.
okay, so he came back last night. So that's what's up. Yeah. And man, we're just gonna share what their ministry is, their testimony. We want to hear how God even brought them together as a group. Yeah. And we're going to talk about what's the topic of today, man.
The topic of today is envy. Why does this exist?
Mm-hmm.
And how to know when you are envious.
Okay. How to know when you are envious.
And how to rid yourself of envy.
And how to get rid of envy. Now, envy is a word that I think a lot of people deal with, but they don't know that they're dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to let his work talk about that. I, this is their first time hearing about the topic. They on the line. They going to get it in with us in just a hot second. Always go to yada.king.com. Check out what we got going on. We got podcast episodes, you know what I'm saying, the live shows. And more than anything, we are here to Yada the King. That's praise him. And his name is Jesus. Let's get into this new joint by Rich Boys called Ready to Ride on Yada the King, featuring Richie Righteous. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to ride. The holy word is in my mouth instead of the side. My generation on my back, so I'm ready to guide. But first things first, eliminate the pride. If you don't, man, it will stimulate your mind. Then play with your thoughts, play with all sorts of emotions. Now you feel like you're moving in slow motion. Is that what you want? Nah, you can't dilly-dally with that, yo. You'll end up badly bruised in a battle with that, yo. That's what happens when you battle with the facts, though. Let go and let God, then you can relax, bro. And I ain't here to showcase my skills. I'm not the one who told the water stay still. Oh, and devil, you better chill, cause the Bible is my right, so I'm like Sinner King. Black eye.
North side, are you ready to ride? South side, are you ready to ride?
Get ready to ride.
East side, are you ready to ride? West side, are you ready to ride?
Get ready to ride.
Rich boys, are you ready to ride? Rich records, are you ready to ride?
Get ready to ride.
Raise your hands if you're ready to ride. Hey, are you ready to ride?
Yo, I'm ready to ride. Grab my keys, cause
cause I'm parked outside. Louis down like I'm ready to fly, so you can wave goodbye. All my sins and these tears I cry, covered by his blood, don't even try. Now I'm riding on F.
What?
Now that stands for faith, delivered from my sins, but that's only by his grace.
Come on.
Now it's all falling into place. I follow his word like the bank I chase. His all change everything like a tune up. I stay in his army like a crew cut. You don't really think he is the truth, what? Like them lights in your crib, you really got it screwed up. Cause my God is sovereign. If he had Twitter, will you really follow him? Now he can read your tweets. If you ready to ride, now let's take it to the streets.
Black. North side, are you ready to ride? South side, are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
East side, are you ready to ride? West side, are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
Rich boys, are you ready to ride? Rich records, are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
Raise your hands if you're ready to ride. Hey. Are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
Armed and dangerous, with a weapon more powerful than angel dust. A powerful God where the angels must fall prostrate and give him praise, because he's a sovereign God. We were made from dust, ruined the perfect world, put the blame on us. He came for us, slain for us, so that we could be saved from the sinful nature that tainted us.
Oh,
and I'm so ready to ride when he comes for us people on that cloud in the sky. When I look at this world and I wave bye-bye to the pain and the suffering and them times I cry. Yeah, no lie, he's coming back and yes, I strive to do the work that he gave, so there'll be no lie. When I hear the trumpets blow, I'll be ready to fly. But till then, I know I'll be ready to rock.
Bam! North side, are you ready to ride? South side, are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
East side, are you ready to ride? West side, are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
Rich boys, are you ready to ride? Rich records, are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
Raise your hands if you're ready to ride. Are you ready to ride?
You ready to ride?
Always on the move, always on the go, always gonna keep them on the high, never on the low. So don't be surprised when I come and show.
when I flow. Yeah, your boy grind like bad breaks, hoping I can get a message across to slow up the crime rates. I put my faith in action, cause good ain't no time wait for no man, but with Jesus I'm straight.
They wanna see us fall, we gon' set it all, take it to another level.
Presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubBministries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. C-Rob's new album, Crystal's Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
Tight, tight, time to shift to another level.
And God is active.
Toes up, shoes up, walking how he say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystal's Method. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club.
Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club. Yeah, that was Pro, that brand new mixtape. You can get it for free. You know what I'm saying? PSA Volume 2 featuring Suzy Rock and the homie D-Mob. Get in. You know what I'm saying? Get it in. You know how it is. But we about to get it in with a new group, His Work.
His Work.
His Work, man. This is the part of the show where we always like to talk about your testimony, just so everybody that's watching and listening can get to know who you guys are first. So let's have Jay Runner go first, and then after that, we'll be followed up by Cass.
All right. Actually, I grew up in church. I know people have similar stories, but I grew up in church. My mother kept me in church.
Yeah.
It was never a Sunday. You know, we was always there, Bible studies, everything. I was involved in youth ministries. And, you know, the crazy thing is throughout that time, up until I was 19, I went on a missions trip. I was heavily involved in one youth ministry, and the entire time I wasn't saved. I was putting on a nice front.
Yeah.
And it was real easy to talk. And it was crazy because you can only pretend for so long. And when I was 19 years old, I'll never forget, I was in my bedroom. I actually went through a depression, and the Lord literally broke me, and I was like on my knees in my bedroom just crying out to the Lord, like, you know, just I just felt this like this crazy need for him. And it's that's how it's been ever since.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's what's up, man. And Cass, man, tell him a little bit about your testimony, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, similar, definitely, you know, church family, you know, Sunday school, kids church, you know, make you sing in the choir, do all that stuff. Definitely, as far as that aspect of it, I was kind of kept in that realm of just, you know, Christianity, you know, pray before you eat, pray before you go to sleep type of thing. But I really didn't understand what it meant to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so as I grew up, you know, teenager, late teens, early 20s, I you know, went out through my own thing. I joined the Navy, got away from home, you know, bummed out a little bit. And it wasn't actually until I was actually got stationed in Virginia where I started going to the church that I still attend. You know, I actually heard the gospel, and I began to, you know, understand what it means to not just, you know, pray before you eat and pray before you go to sleep and kind of do these things to check off on your, you know, your little Christian checklist, but actually to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and know who he is, to understand what he did, and let that really affect me. And once it affected me, you know, now I'm at a point where I'm growing, and I'm just kind of, you know, just allowing the Lord to kind of, you know, do his thing through me. That's pretty much it.
So, excuse me, Cass. So basically, when you was in the Navy and you got stationed in Virginia, that's really when you really built your strong relationship with Christ?
Yeah, I mean, because like before that, I didn't, you know, like once I kind of went out on my own, I did my own thing. You know, I didn't really go to church. You know, I only prayed like when I was in trouble.
Right.
You know, like when something was about to happen. Can I keep it real? You know, if I get pulled over, all right, Lord, like, help me get out this ticket type of thing. You know, you throw them joints up.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of all it was for me. But then, you know, my aunt was just like, come to church with me once I got stationed in Virginia. And that's actually where I met my wife at, same church. I was listening to the word. And, you know, Lord, you know, put people in my life who just talked to me about, you know, Jesus Christ and, like, what it really means to know him. And, you know, because people would ask me, how do I know I'm saved?
Yeah.
And I couldn't give them an answer,
you know.
Or just to talk about, you know, what it means to have faith in Jesus Christ, or faith in the gospel, and faith in what he did, and do I understand, you know, when the Bible talks about John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world, do I understand these things? Not just can I quote them when grandma asks me. So once I began to just kind of even just think about those things, I started getting convicted, you know, just convicted of sin. And for a long time, I struggled with my salvation.
Yeah.
But in 2005, you know, like 2005, 2006 is when I really, really knew, Lord, I've accepted your gospel. It's doing something in me. And now I gotta press and persevere and allow to keep doing this thing while you give me time here to do it.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. And what has God really been revealing to you guys, even in your walk today? You know, I'm always big on our testimony wasn't just us coming to Christ, or it's still being built. Jay Runner, what's some things that God has really been dealing with you in your heart, even today?
The biggest thing is relationship with fellow believers.
Yeah.
It's just been, it's been crazy just what the Lord has been doing as far as just the relationships we've been building with our church family, and it's really been rocking me. And also I've just had a heavy burden just for just to be a biblical woman and a biblical wife.
Yeah.
And just to learn what it means to be a biblical woman. And so that's definitely been heavy on me lately. So, yeah.
And Cass, how does that apply to you too, bro?
Well, definitely as far as relationship, the Lord has been, taking us through the ringer, like, literally over the past few weeks. I would say over the past month or so, like the relationship thing is a big deal for us, because that was something that we lacked for a long time and didn't fully understand. And we actually put ourselves in a position to not have relationships thinking we were doing something right. I may have to break that down a little bit. But definitely just, you know, just relationships in general. You know, my relationship, you know, my prayer life,
yeah.
My relationship to the Word of God, my relationship with my wife, you know, my relationship with people, you know, my fellow believers and people who aren't believers, you know, just relationships in general. And that's really one of the things His work is about. If we had to sum up His work in one word, it would probably be relationship. And besides that, I've been kind of praying and wrestling, kind of just asking a little where He, you know, wants to use me, like outside of music and stuff like that. I think it's, I was actually talking it up with Tony about this last week. Being in the midst of new believers, like the milk, you know, the Bible talks about going from milk to meat, really just being with the people who desire the milk of the word that can't fully process the heavy stuff yet, and kind of helping them transition from getting that lighter stuff to moving up to the weightier stuff. I think He put a breath on my heart for the newcomers, the people who come to Christ and say, you know, what do I do next? Or where do I go from here? Or how do I live now? Because that was something I struggled with. Like I said, I struggled with my salvation. And I really just, I didn't know what to do. So I would just do what I saw people doing. I would do what I saw mature men in the faith do. Not because it was necessarily the right thing to do. It was something to follow. I didn't have a reference point.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people come to Christ and then that's it. Like, you know, they don't know where to go next. They don't know how to take that next step. And so as I study, just read the word and pray and just kind of see what the Lord is dealing with me at. It's just with those people. But I find myself coming across people like that a lot too. So wow. I'm thinking that's what the Lord definitely wants to kind of use me in that arena.
Dope, man. So look, we're going to go to a song that we've been spinning since we got it back to tape from His Work. We're going to check this out and we're going to be right
Ladies
back with His Work on Yada the King Radio.
To His Work.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce to you Cats, Jay Runner. Let's go.
Yo, Jay, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go in.
Let's get him.
Yo, bragging about myself, that's what secular rap's for. Every single rhyme is to point you to that cross. And all of the music reflects all of the truths of the text, giving you truth so you know about that Lord who died so you wouldn't be that lost. Or you got bread, your sin debt, do you know how much that costs? More than you could ever generate. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten to set it straight. But you intend to hate by your lifestyles, quite wild till the sky cracks and he regulates. We try and set the record straight. See what God says he does. Trust me, homie, that train's never late. To hip-hop, maintain it, we try and polish it. But in order to rebuild, gotta demolish it. So when the beat's done, don't say that we got it in. Unless everything we gave you and what you got wasn't got for him.
Straight represent. Jesus Christ, y'all. Going hard in the paint. Yeah. Hey, yo, Jay Runner. Hit that next verse. Gotta hit him hard. About to hit him hard.
Nothing, nothing but a sinner saved. Former slave, disorderly, depraved, but was given grace. I thank the Lord, the Bible's no longer a bitter taste. But all my favorite food deserves and snacks upon a dinner plate. You see, when the gospel penetrates your mind, it incinerates your thinking to realize your life's been a waste. Without Jesus, we were on this track of life, thinking that we running, but all the while we've been in place. Yeah, we've been in place, been in place. But the Lord has given grace to turn us from our sinning ways. Yeah, you see, he reached in the trash, been looking for a little pathetic sinner named Jasmine. Took the wall I built up against them and smashed it. I had been headed straight for hell with a gas. And I had been an enemy of God. That's past tense. Now you can call me Jazz, Jay Runner, or Has Been.
Yeah, you heard it here, folks. You heard it here, folks. We going in. Christ Jesus all the way. Represent. His work. Not about me. It's not about you, it's about him. Yeah. Woo!
Smiles all fade away and you end up
Everything in my life told me to stop believing. What good is joy if I gotta be on top to reach it? They told me I could find the answer in me, but I came up in deep when I tried to see in a look. That's when you came and gave the upper hand. Introduced me to a joy I couldn't understand. I became another man, contrary to the ways of my peers. Cause it's clear you had other plans. The beauty of life teaching us such a lesson. Like, could we overlook our trials as much as our blessings? You bring a joy that will never cease. A better love that will never be.
I know you'll never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal joy in life. No joy is you.
Everlasting joy.
You've given me joy.
You have given me joy.
You've given me joy.
All joy.
You've given me joy.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Shout out to the sister. You know what I'm saying? The song is called Joy. The song, the artist is Leah Smith. I had a brain fart. I couldn't remember the sister's name.
That's all right. It was running so smooth through your brain right
that,
there.
That's my joint though, man. I put my kids to sleep with that song. It might repeat like 30 times a night until they go to sleep. But I love that joint. But we with a husband and wife group by the name of
His Work.
And first of all, where in the world did that name come from? His Work.
Yeah.
That was actually came home from work with that name. It was kind of crazy. I think once we decided to take it seriously and do this thing as a team, you think that, you know, what can our name be? You try to do the catchy joints, the cliche stuff. And nothing was really working. And I remember driving to work one day, and I was just praying, talking to the Lord. And I was like, "Dad, Lord, like this name thing, like we need to really, you know, we need something."
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, like, "What are you?" I'm like, I just kept in like the spirit, just kept saying in my mind, "What are you?"
Hmm.
And I'm like, "Dad, what are we?" And then it was just like, you know, we are His work. Like, you are His work. You are my work. I'm shaping you. I'm molding you. Every day, I'm trying to just, you know, we're supposed to reflect, you know, Jesus Christ in all that we do. And the Lord, you know, every day, you know, we battle sin, we battle this world. But all of it, ultimately, is so the Lord can shape us and mold us into who He wants us to be.
That's good.
And that's kind of where it came from, His work. Came home, told her, she was digging it, and then that was it.
That's what's up, man. That's good. Hey, since y'all work with Tony Stone, and you said y'all been on about a couple of years before y'all even put the first project out, did y'all do any ghostwriting or anything like that for Tony?
Oh no.
Okay.
Man,
we hardly talked about music when we were building with Tony.
Yeah, we were just
getting to know each other
down in Newport News, and we was a couple hours away, so you know, weekends and stuff we would go visit. Let's just get it in, man. Just top it up, you know, spiritually. Just kind of seeing where we was at, and the music thing just kind of happened like kind of quick. Like, it was, I don't even like remember when we started. Initially, I had emailed him. Just Googling, because one thing we used to do, we kind of still do, but not as much, is we wrote to a lot of like secular instrumentals.
Yeah.
Not like anything you hear on the radio or anything like that, but it's like underground beats and stuff like that. And we were really looking for Christian production. I guess I Googled, you know, Christian producers, and they popped up. I reached out, he reached back. We just started building from there. And then, once we finally actually started talking about music, we just talking about the project. You know, we just got it in on that tip.
That's dope, man. So with this whole project, His Work, or We Are His Work, what is the message that you guys are trying to send out with this first project? I know this is your EP. Is this something you guys are trying to get signed off of? You know what I'm saying? What's the deal with this project?
Yeah, Not necessarily like trying to get a deal or anything like that. It's actually kind of funny. The Lord really didn't open up the doors with Tony or anything like that until after we kind of stopped chasing a deal. Like, because in the beginning, I kind of had a skewed view of what it meant to be in, you know, quote unquote, Christian hip hop ministry.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be signed. I thought you had to have this and that. So I was, you know, I was chasing that. And then once I was like, you know what, Lord, like, as I grew a little bit in the faith, it was like, you know, we do this, you know, not for that other stuff. You know, let's just do it for you and you take it where you want it.
Can I keep it real?
And it was just like no sooner than that, you know, we get it in with Tony and all of that stuff. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's something that we were trying to, like, get signed off for. I mean, if it happens, if the Lord opens up those doors, cool. But that's not really our intention. I think it was more so just to, just to kind of communicate, you know, again, just relationships.
Yeah.
We talk about a couple of little different things in the song. A few of the songs we talk about different issues. But the underlying theme of relationships is kind of, you see it and you hear it as you listen to the music.
Well, that's what's up.
That's real good. Man, I got caught in the mix, man. You was putting it in. So, what I want to ask about is, you said you and your wife, y'all met in Virginia? In church? Y'all got married in Virginia as well?
Yeah, we sure did. We, actually, for like an entire year, we didn't say one word to each other, and we were going to the same church. And I think that was like 2005, and then in 2006, we were both. And actually, half of that time, we were working with the team. Like, we were a part of the same ministry, and didn't say two words to each other.
Wow.
And it wasn't until we had an event. And we were serving the senior citizens, and you know, he was just, we were talking about something and like movies and stuff, and he's like, oh, you like this movie? Well, you want to go see it? And I was like, oh yeah. So that was like the beginning of it. That was it. And after that, we started hanging out more, and we just became best friends. And then about a year and a half later, we got married in December 2007.
Oh, that's what's up. So who married you?
Our pastor.
No, I mean y'all got married in Virginia. I pretty know the Virginia area pretty well, the churches. That's why I was asking who married you.
What church?
Yeah, yeah. What church you with?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We go to Mount Olive Baptist Church. It's in Woodbridge, Virginia.
And that's where y'all got married at?
Yeah, well, we didn't get married at the church. We actually got married at my mom's house. It was a very small ceremony, and our pastor came over, and we had, like, immediate family.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what's up.
No, that's what's up. So let me ask you guys this, man. Do you guys, since you guys both write, have you ever told, has either one of you told the other one, like, man, that verse is not hot enough? What was it like the first time y'all had to say that? Was somebody hot? You know, did you guys didn't talk for the rest of the night? What's up, man?
Probably because we husband and wife, it probably came out a little bit lighter than that.
Yeah.
You know, we probably caught feelings like behind closed doors or something. But I think it's cool because I think my wife and I, but we both are competitive in a sense. We have a bit of a competitive nature. So, like, and I know there's a lot of times we write, it's a long car ride. I think the majority of the EP was written, you know, back and forth to relatives' houses or just random road trips. But we would be in the car, throw a beat on, and we'll just hear it, and then we'll just kind of be like, you know, what do you want to talk about? Kind of what's the Lord putting on your heart as you hear this beat? And then we just start writing. She writes, like, she gets her done a lot quicker than me. And so I do this on purpose. But I wait till she's about halfway done, and I ask to hear her verse, and I hear it, and then I kind of try to write, like, you know, like I try to one up her on some things, and so we go back and forth like that. But I mean, there's been times where, you know, I might, you know, come up with an idea or a concept, or, you know, I might try to reach for something, and she'll just be like, no, babe, just hang it up. And so, you know, I got to eat the humble pie and hang it up. But
yeah,
it's cool because, you know, we keep each other on our toes. I personally think she's better than me. She hates when I say that, so I had to say it. But,
That's love.
I think it's you know, it's competitive. It's not like a bad competitive. Like I'm about to go in on you. It's more like a, you know, you got to stay sharp. You know, I'm gonna make sure you stay sharp. So.
No, dope, man. So if somebody haven't picked up this project, We Are His Work, you know what I'm saying, tell them, what's your guys' favorite songs on this joint? And I want to start with Jay Runner.
Oh, man. What's the favorite? I would say my favorite is, dang. That's a tough question.
I know, it's always hard when you ask artists this. What's your favorite joint on your album?
Dang, you got me, dude.
Kaz, you want to help her out?
Dang,
you know what I'm saying? I know you thinking over there,
say,
too.
I know,
I'm trying to get my answer ready.
I think my favorite is Real One.
Okay.
The Real Ones, funny because the Real Ones, the interlude is not, I know people think of an interlude as like somebody talking and, you know, kind of a skit, but actually the interlude is kind of a freestyle.
Oh, wow.
And then it goes into the next song is actual Real Ones song. But I probably would say that's my favorite, just because that was when the Lord really started, you know, putting just a burden on my heart about biblical womanhood. And yeah. At the time, we were working with the teens. And, you know, I look in the media and I see the way females are portrayed. And it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see not just what's portrayed, but that, like, it's almost like because there's not so much representation of females in music,
yeah,
like hip hop especially, it seems like, you know, whatever one comes out, they gravitate to her, and they want to be like her. And I'm not trying to diss nobody, but it breaks my heart to see, because you know, that's not a real woman. That's not what a woman's supposed to look like, and what a woman's supposed to be. I mean, you know. So Real Ones was a very personal song for me.
No, that's what's up, man. What about you, man?
I had a couple minutes to think. Now I would have to say the song we did called Hope. It's a joint where we kind of touch on a couple of different topics in that song, but the overall theme of it is just that it doesn't matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter what problem you have, it doesn't matter how big or how small or how, you know, horrendous, or how, you know, minuscule may seem to you or to anybody, Jesus is the answer to that problem. You know, it doesn't matter how much you're hurting, why you're hurting, He's the comfort to that hurt. If you're confused, you know, He's the clarity that you're seeking. You know, He's the hope that we all need to reach and to hope for. And that's constantly, you know, throughout Scripture and the Old and New Testament, you know, you always see, you know, just look at salvation in general, you know. Apart from, you know, Jesus Christ, we can't have that salvation. We can't have that gap bridge, because He's that missing piece. And basically, that song, Hope, is just a song that just kind of touches on personal things. You know, we talk about, you know, the economic crisis. We talk about the verse that I wrote. I actually wrote it when I was in the military. I just found myself coming across a lot of Marines who would just tell me about their personal lives.
Yeah.
And the biggest issue I kept hearing was, you know, because I go to Iraq and Afghanistan and I'm there for 14 months at a time, or I'm there for 7 months, I'm home for 6 weeks and I go back out, my family situation is a mess, you know.
Yeah.
My wife wants to leave me, or, you know, I found myself, you know, being unfaithful while I was away and it's having an effect on my family, or, you know, wounded warriors, they come back and their family doesn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And their families fall apart, and you can see all these different issues. And so I just kind of touched on it a little bit in that song.
Dumb.
So that kind of was personal for me.
Right.
And just the song in general. I mean, everybody goes through it. And one thing I do want to say is that just because you don't go through the things that we're talking about in the song, don't think that the song is not for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody goes through something. And all we're trying to say is whatever you're going through, doesn't matter what it is, go to Jesus, go to the Word of God, and you'll find the answer to your problem.
If you will believe it, you gotta give it up.
Okay, man, we're gonna go to this song right now. Live It Up.
Live It Up.
I'm saying, by His work. Let's hop into that right here on Yacht.
The King
Radio.
To the one who died in 3 days of risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, deliver us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up.
I ain't trying to be a rapper, I'm just trying to minister. And I ain't trying to live it up, I'm trying to live it up. I keep my life pleasing to the one who delivered us, and rejoice in the wondrous work that he did for us. Cause you gotta see the state we was in, separated from God and depraved cause of sin. And our nature with death was the wage of our sin. Yo, he sent his only son down to save us from him. Jesus, the propitiation for sin. He saved me, I'm so appreciative of him. Now by my lifestyle, I send the praises to him. On that straight and narrow road, my destination is him. Eternal salvation, I'm sure of the fact. I only got one message with my voice on the track. Jesus, he died for my sin, I'm securing the stat. He ascended and rose, but he's coming right back.
If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, we've risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, deliver us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up.
We gotta take Christ out of the box, out of the locks of our mind, and take him out on the block. Out of the grave of contentment and out of our ways. Out of enslavement, we're free to put him out on display. But we choose to take him out for a day, for a moment, as long as he stays out of our way. But the atonement's the reason we're even out here today. And we were chosen, but we keep choosing not to obey. So what's the solution? We're supposed to walk in the spirit. It looks like we need some new shoes then. Cause new preachers can't be rocking old sneakers. And oh, so beautiful are the feet that refuse sin. The Bible is the blueprint for life. The world is for death, so which one are you in? It's so sad, Christians are falling apart from holding on to the world. We trying to preserve the ruin.
If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up.
If you a believer, then do what the saved do. Stand up on your feet and give praise to the gracious and merciful God who has saved you. And if you can't let go, and let him change you.
The whole point of being believers is just to give it up. Hand it all over to Jesus, we gotta give him us.
It's such a blessing, this wretched man, he fixed us up. Now our adversary, the devil, trying to trip us up.
Seeking who he can devour, with power to prove a Christian to be a coward. Is that coward you? You or will you stand up for Jesus? The rock in a true strong tower, he's coming back soon, it'll be at any hour. Will you drop and bow or be lemon head sour? In this life, it's all between just two different choices. Speak Christ or blend with the rest of the voices.
If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up. To the one who died in 3 days, was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us. From this body of death, it's time to live it up.
It's you and me through the storm, we gon' stand tall. My hat's off to my one and only backbone. You always there when I call, being late ain't your style. You worldwide, but for me somehow you found the time. I remember when you saved me from jail, you paid the bill. With three nails, no one cared, to me that was real. So now I'm giving back all that I own. My car's in my home, my body's your home until you call me home. You said forget about the bad time. Yeah, you dissed me, but I don't remember, and it's the past now. You introduced me to the woman I love. You know my style, so she had to be a woman above all the rest. You the best, it's because you I'm blessed. You ain't a drug, you the most high. So when I lit you, first time I hit you, I knew I won't forget you. Straightened me up and gave me a son, I'm saying thank you.
Jesus. Swing low, sweet chariot, and carry us to a place our sorrows can't bury us. Cause as I'm falling in these various situations, I've been facing my limitations. The real Scott, been trying to escape him. My heart is your home, it need renovation. Cause some pain is beyond what human language can't explain. But maybe it's them seeds that I sowed. You know these so-called friends go wherever the wind blow. So all I had was God and my kinfolk. But back when I went broke and didn't have a dollar to spare, wanted to check out of this life, but still God, you was there. So instead of looking at my faults and my failures, I'm lifting up my eyes to that cross where they nailed your words. Carry my soul like the voice of Mahalia. You know what's in my heart, still I'ma tell you. It's you and touch your mind, see a place and time, a place with no crime. Every rose full of gold, so the pavement shines. You see a gate made of pearls, so bright it can make you blind from its beauty. And see a crown with your name on it, with a touch of the plushest jewelry. Imagine reuniting with loved ones you really miss. Face to face with God in this place of bliss. Every question that you ever had is being answered. Walk with Jesus through the land as he shows you to your mansion. I'm getting choked up just writing heavenly bars. Imagine 24/7 in the presence of God. Would I be able to speak, or will I stand it all? I'm just a man, my God. Holding hands with the one and only Lamb of God for eternity. Now that's my heart. Please, Lord, let us never part.
So, yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Who are you? SSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. And more. And more. At the South. At the South.com. The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online.
The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You and me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Scott Lane.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Dope dude. Another cat from VA.
Yes, right.
I think I had to pump VA real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because my man Kingdom 7 is with us.
Two up, two down.
He just came from VA last night. And actually, we found out his work is residing in VA as well.
In it in.
So, man, let's talk about this topic, man. Go ahead.
Yo, this is the part of the show talk we asked you guys on y'all y'all
pretty much perspective.
Perspective, that's the word. Thank you. Perspective on today's topic. Today's topic once again is envy. Why does this exist? Okay, and how to know when you are envious, and how to rid yourself of envy.
Yeah.
Okay. So how would you? I let Cass start it off, and then I let his beautiful bride finish it up.
All right. just hit all three questions, or just kind of just spill on it just in general?
Yeah, just spill on it in general. I'm pretty sure you'll get, you know what I'm saying, you'll hit some of the marks. I mean, you got some okay. No cards over there. I know you do.
envy obviously is a result of the fall of man. It's just something that's in us. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're envious of, you know. It could be two little kids and one got the G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip and the other one didn't, you know.
Right.
I just think generally it's something that, like, I like the part of the question you said on, like, how do we know we're in it? I think you said earlier that sometimes we're envious and we don't even know it, or something to that effect. I think it's very subtle at times. You know, I think we really need to be careful, be mindful of our thoughts and the intentions of our hearts, because, you know, the Bible says, you know, that we're deceitful and that's really wicked above all things. You know, those are the hearts that we have. That's what we're programmed with. So, envy. I mean, even, you know, I'll be honest and say it, I was envious of my wife one time.
Yeah.
Specifically, I remember the little kind of boy that came to my memory. We were in a car, we were working on this song. It wasn't even like a song, but a specific, you know, sometimes we just write, you know, like I said, this is the on point. And she wrote this verse, and I heard it, and I got real quiet. And, like, she looked over at me, and I didn't want her to, like, see my face. So I was kind of, like, trying to look out the window or something.
Yeah.
But, and so I wrote a verse to it, and then I didn't like that verse. I wrote, like, four or five different verses to the same beat. And I was like, none of them ain't good enough. Like, I was like, kind of mad at you that my verse wasn't as tight as her.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pride issue, but, you know, I was envious of the fact that I felt like I couldn't match that, you know, what she was doing. But that comes from just, like, having a negative self-image.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes we have a perception about a certain thing, and then what we have a tendency to do is try to evaluate that by everything else. And if it doesn't measure up, or if it doesn't measure up on a scale where we think it should measure up, then we have these feelings in our heart, like, what can I do to either make this thing look less than what it is, or elevate my thing? You know, really, really, envy is very me-centered. It's about me.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Lord is about Him, and He wants us to be about Him. So, if, you know, for envy, it's obviously our heart and our mind aren't on the Lord. They're on what we want.
Mm.
And it's obviously, selfishness comes into play. A lot of different things. I think envy is just one of those things that has a lot of legs to it.
No, that's good.
That's good. That's
Jay Runner, go ahead and share what you think about that whole topic, envy. You know what I'm saying? How do people know they're a part? What are some things that would show them that they are envious? And if they are, how do they get out of that?
Show them they're envious. It can be subtle, but the conviction, for one, if you're in the Word, you know, we're believers, we have to stay in the Word. And,
yeah.
And if you're really in the Word and you know, you're really trying to walk in the Spirit and you're really trying to live what the Bible is speaking, you know, you'll be convicted.
Mm.
You know, the Lord will reveal to you, you know, because as we grow, we're growing daily. It's a daily walk.
Yeah.
And as we grow, the Lord will show us, you know, some areas where we're falling short. And as far as envy is concerned, that's one of them. And there will be some conviction, definitely. You know, like my husband was talking about, just how we met Tony and just how we were seeking a deal, like when we first started, because we saw that, you know, the people that were in the lights were, you know, they had deals, and, you know, so it was envy there in our hearts, because we're like, man, you for real, you need to have a deal. People got to see you. You got to be on TV. And so, you know, but to the Lord, you know, revealed to our hearts as we prayed and He just broke us and He convicted us, like, you know, this ain't about you.
Mm.
You know, and it just gets to a point where we have to realize that this has nothing to do with us. That it's all about Jesus, and He's all about His glory. And so we have to stop chasing our glory and let that pride go. What was the second part of that question?
Just how would somebody get out of envy? And you kind of even talking about it now,
yeah.
as you were sharing, just, you know, really just focusing in the word. And I think that's very key. And I'm going to talk about this later, but some of the stuff that you were saying, I've been reading this book by John Bevere called Undercover, man. And some of the stuff y'all was touching on was in there, you know. And if you really look at Satan's real sin, even though we call it pride, it was still envy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I want to be like God. This, I could do what he's doing, you know. And as this book that I was reading today, what it is you're trying to buck against God. Your whole thing is to when you start getting in a position like that, some of us are even envious of God, you know. And when we're envious of God, when he tells us to do something, we're like, man, I'm good. I can do what I, you know what I'm saying? I want to. And then what they actually was talking about was the first commandment of the people, the satanic group, is do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? And how, you know what I'm saying? That's a part of envy. If you feel like you can do whatever you want, you don't need God, man, it's a problem, man. But let's talk with his work. We're going to go into, you know what I'm saying, Jay Runner's favorite joint, Real Ones, as she was talking about it earlier. You know what I'm saying? What can they expect when they hear this track? You know what I'm saying? What was going through y'all's head while y'all put this together?
Well, it's actually a song that I'm just on it. It's solo. What was going through my head? To be honest, partly frustration, yeah. And it wasn't a mean frustration, but it was kind of like just this burden that I had for ladies. It's definitely catered to the ladies. I just have a burden. But, you know, it hurts my heart just to watch TV. I mean, literally in tears sometimes when I see certain things. And even on Twitter, I mean, chicks be going crazy on Twitter. I mean, it's, man, I mean, it was actually a video. I actually wrote the song after I saw this video. And it was all these girls from all across the world talking about this certain female artist who, and basically all across the world, these girls, somebody put this video together and they were talking about what this female artist meant to them. And I mean, I couldn't even get through the whole thing. I was in tears because it's like, man, they don't know what it means. You know, what real womanhood is. I mean, that's not a woman. I mean, not, you know, biologically, but you know what I mean?
Right.
how a woman is supposed to live. And it's just so, but this song kind of came out of that burden of what I feel like a real woman is.
All right, so let's spin that on Yada, the King
Radio.
Let's get it in.
Let me tell you the deal, hun. A woman honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real women honor Christ and follow what the word says. Let me tell you the deal, hun. A woman honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real women honor Christ and follow what the word says. This is dedicated to my sisters in Christ, desiring to model the scriptures in life. And this desire produces action. The picture that's painted is what a real Christian looks like. Fearfully and wonderfully made for the glory of the matchless, wonderful Savior. And know the world won't embrace her because she refuses to choose them to do them a favor. Yeah, she's super fly without the name brand or godly character. Brings out a beauty the name can't. It's Jesus and she's all about him, tagging him all over her life like a spray can. Just by looking at her walking, her talking, her dressing, you can see where her success is. And it's not being on the world's guest list. She could care less about what they're impressed with. Let me tell you the deal, hun. A woman honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real women honor Christ and follow what the word say. Let me tell you the deal, hun. A woman honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real women honor Christ and follow what the word say. She's no ordinary female, addicted to her image, entertainment, and retail. She
She pays attention to every detail of her life to be sure the Lord's pleased well. So she starts with her mind, sees that Christ is aligned. If she's humble, patient and kind, and she looks at where she spends most of her time in her wallet, looks where she spends most of her dimes. Then she looks at the friend she's attached with, even that dude with whom she's attracted, making sure it's in tune with the master. If not, then her walk with the Lord's moving backwards. But she refuses to go to church, sitting and leaving out the same. She's really trying to live it. Oh fellas, I ain't forget about you. If real women honor Christ, real men do too. Let me tell you the deal, hun. Whoever's honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real Christians honor Christ and follow what the word say. Let me tell you the deal, hun. Whoever's honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real Christians honor Christ and follow what the word say. Let me tell you the deal, hun. Whoever's honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real Christians honor Christ and follow what the word say. Let me tell you the deal, hun. Whoever's honoring the Lord is a real one. Forget the world's clever wordplay, cause real Christians honor Christ and follow what the word says.
Come and visit y'all on Earth today. I left to get creative, now I'm back like a vertebrae. I came to give you all a word today, cause I feel in ignorance is one place you don't deserve to stay. Guess you must not know who I be. I be D M A. You be so you can see, Cuddy. Don't play what you think is a game, so we came to show you that we
do this for real.
We gon' continue to do what we do when that's represent Christ and don't
care how you feel.
And I'm getting fed up with the people talking about me like I won't give you the business when I
do my thing.
And you better know who you facing before you even try to come and bring your nonsense.
Do my thing.
No, I don't care about how you proceed. Because that I can do without, so I just want you to do me a favor and hear me. And when you hear me,
hear me good.
We the majority come with authority, hoping I'm clear and I
misunderstood.
One thing I want you to know is that I'm a believer in coming and loving and peace. But I can't take it, won't fake it, won't make it if I don't address how I feel when I speak. Alright, I'm done. I'm hoping you change.
Just stop sleeping on the sun like Peter, John, and James.
Think we ain't gonna make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gonna do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
Got the game on smash. We wave as we pass. Cause all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? Some weekly entertainment. Me and D never have stepping. Big Daddy Kane in it. Promoting the father's name in it. These hooks beat the game like Floyd the Sugar Shane in it. Yes, we creature brothers. With the same aim. Preach, teach, bring the heat. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Exposing truth on you, Magic Cast David Blaine in it. Claim thug, but really you low down, dirty, shaming it. We just try and get you to change aim in it. Get you to hear the real voice of God. Cause some of these preachers be T-Pain in it. Oh, in case you ask, I put a beat Jamal Marski, the Cali kid with the Ohio bar. And we finna show you how we rap the king, ain't really no explaining it. You see it, pause, we click, click, picture framing it. From the O to the coast, we do this here. A to the Bay, the mood is clear. Christ is the king, get the message, we proclaiming it. Haters, we yelling, bring it on. Cause come judgment day, you ain't gon' have nothing to Jamie Foxx blame it on.
Think we ain't gon' make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gon' do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash.
Yeah.
We wave as we pass.
Yeah.
Cause all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
The hem of this garment get pie when I touch it, baby. Turn into an animal, but far from a Muppet, baby. I'm a creature, I don't covet, baby. Cut them strings in my life, no longer a puppet, baby. So, you still think that we will fail? Then you must not
not, no others may will. It's time to take over and God is my witness. I won't stop until I know they no longer show disrespect to my father, but go and obey every word that he say. Yes, I'ma stand up and fight to the finish. I answer my calling, so God he was chose to take the Bible and go make disciples as well as through music. So study my flow, okay? And I promise you will learn something, like how to smoke your old man, burn something. A lot of cutties in the world don't know their purpose yet. So to the things of the spirit, they know them like a Percocet. They'll see we more than conquerors, even though we ain't perfect yet. The takeover is in effect. You're nervous yet? And if you're not, you might as well be, cause honestly, thankful for your comedy. Think we ain't gon' make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
They trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gon' do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash. We wave as we pass.
Y'all funny. D-Mob.
D-Mob.
You know what I'm saying? Featuring Mosky. And man, I can't even do it, but they was going hard on that song.
For sure.
Y'all heard that song, right? His work.
Which one? The D-Mob joint.
Yeah,
yeah,
y'all funny.
Yeah.
This dude's a nut. Yeah. But check it out, man. We at this segment. First of all, like we said, we want to thank y'all for coming in. Getting it in, you know, we hope that you guys don't be up all night after y'all was with us, but you might be like that because, you know, we try to bring that energy, you know. But share with the people where they can get a hold of y'all, where they can pick up the album, what's the name of the album and all that real quick.
The name of the project is We Are His Work EP, and you can get that on iTunes, Amazon. I think CD Baby got it too, but I don't know. Yeah, I think so. You can hit us on Twitter or Facebook. It's at We Are His Work, and Facebook is the same. Facebook.com/We Are His Work, and hit us up. The email. You just want to hit us up, like I said, let us know what you thought. You know, we really appreciate the feedback. wearehiswork@gmail.com.
Hit
us up there too. Whatever you want to tell us, let us know, anything like that. Lord willing, you know, he opens up other doors and we have opportunities to put out some more music in the future. We really hope that you're blessed by the project.
Yeah. So do you guys got anything planned right now? I know the album just came out, not too long ago. I know it was this in the month of April, correct?
Yeah, April 5th it came out.
Okay. So April 5th the album came out. You know what I'm saying? You guys got any plans to do anything with this album? Y'all about to do a tour? What's up?
Like I said, hit us up on the email. If you want us to come out, you know, get in contact with us, we can try to work some things out. Writing evidence, like I said, we still writing, of course, you know, behind the scenes we working on some things, but other than that, you know, just kind of seeing what the Lord does with the project right now. Of course, school, definitely trying to bring this out. You know, gotta stay in them books too. Of course, just making sure we keep our marriage healthy, regular stuff, you know.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So we chilling with them. Any last words that y'all might have? And I'm going to ask Jay Runner first. Any last words you have for anybody out there? You know, shout outs. What's up?
Thank you for having us and, just bringing us on and giving us the opportunity and being our first radio interview. So you're like a milestone right now. This is a milestone.
Hallelujah.
Man,
and we like to shout out Tony, of course, Tony Stone. For he's amazing dude. Definitely. Just he's been a wonderful servant, and just he didn't just produce it, but he mixed it. He engineered it and mastered it. Like, he's a beast. So we definitely appreciate you, Tony, everything you do, and I like to shout out my husband for putting up with me. I love you, boo.
Yeah.
just thank you for your support and for whoever is listening in, or you know, thank you for the support and for the love, and
And we hope that the project blesses you. And if you want to reach out, you know, holla at us. We can chop it up, Phil.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, amen.
So, homie Cass, what you got to say, boss?
I think my wife took care of most of it. I do definitely want to say, you know, relationships. Can't stress that enough, especially with your local church.
Right.
Get involved. You know, we wasted a lot of time, you know, isolating ourselves from our church body. And it's only by the grace of God that, you know, we're back into the mix of things. You know, we're involved in our local church here. We encourage you to get involved in your local churches wherever you are at. You know, Christian community is important. Of course, stay in your word every day, pray every day.
Yeah.
Thank you, you know, Yada the King, for having us again. Shout out T-Stone. I do want to shout out T-Stone just not only just for the project, but even just, you know, with me personally, we got it in a few times, even getting it in, just building, you know, spiritually.
Yeah.
That's a big encouragement. Musically, of course, but also just on the spiritual side. Of course, you got to shout out our home church, Mount Olive Baptist Church. Would not be right to not shout them out.
Yeah, what's crazy, though, you guys is probably the first ones to shout out your church, though, on the show.
Yeah.
that I can remember. Really? You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Any other artists, shout your church out next time. You did?
Man, hey, man, we got to, man. They show us the most love. Your church should be showing you the most love.
That's right.
For real.
That's what it is.
I mean, we can go down a laundry list of names and people and, you know, people we bumped into in the store and all that, but you know, definitely the church, of course, you know, we just appreciate the Lord for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, and just, you know, we pray that people are encouraged to build their relationships with the Lord first.
Amen.
And then allow the relationship with Him to manifest itself into, you know, all the friendships and just everything else, you know, just let it spill over, you know, into every other area of your life and just be His work. And, you know, that it's not just a name. It's not something, you know, we can airbrush on a T-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
We all should be His work, you know. But one thing I didn't mention, Isaiah 64:8 is the verse that we actually got with the verse the Lord put on our heart when we came up with the name His work. So just peep that and just let's make sure we're being that, all of us.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to say thank y'all, man. Y'all have a blessed night. You know what I'm saying? And
thank you. You too.
Yeah, don't be ashamed to beat your husband in Monopoly.
I mean, she could try, but
nah,
that's what's up, man. Well, y'all
losing battle.
Yeah, I can dig it. Y'all have a great night, man. We're gonna holler at y'all soon.
All right.
I appreciate
too.
It, man. Thank you so much.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Dope, man. That was a nice interview. We got great it interview. In. And we're going to go into this joint right now. Armageddon.
Ra.
Uh-huh. What's the song called? Give it to him now. Give it to him now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Katash. Holla.
Armageddon.
Give it to him now. Give it to him now. Give it to him now. Yeah, yeah. What? I'ma bring it to your soul to soul. Got a heat when it's locked and loaded. It's contagion, I'm like control. Can it engineer here? I keep it real on the gospel track. I keep it real on the gospel rap. I'ma get into you got my back.
Here we got your back.
Take it past his back.
From the rise of the light to the break of the night. We walk about faith through Jesus Christ. We follow the light, attacking the fight. Right hands high, ready to ride. Look in my eyes, I'm ready to die. When I'm born again and free from sin. No more death, so let's begin. Y'all gon' see when it start raining.
Give it to him now.
I'ma get down the true champion like I'm a church on. The war has been won, I'm praising the sun. Rap in the feeling and touch the cement. Stop with the killing and start the voting. Stop with the church and touch him again. The forces are sin will no longer win. The powers of living is ours again.
Give it to him now.
The sun's blazed in, but the God flow must be crazy. Hot post front stage at real low. Plus I move through the jungle like Rambo. Low to the ground like an OG Lambo. Hunt the curb, I speak good handles. He's the truth, you should let your man know. My time pass away like candles.
We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now, do it now. We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now, do it now. Make some noise for Jesus.
Go, 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 go,
to the back. It's content, drop a funk on the track. Never front with a blunt with a gap. I don't remove the venom when the clothes in the bag. I'm praising Jesus Christ. Pacing for my sacrifice. I'ma see him in the afterlife. In a paradise, that's right, alright.
We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now. We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now.
Just wave,
throw 'em up,
throw your hands in the air if you say,
throw 'em up,
just bounce,
throw 'em up,
just wave,
throw 'em up,
throw your hands in the air if you say.
I ain't finished. I had a revelation. Uh-huh. This is a celebration. Uh-huh. Because I got the breath on life with God's respiration. Uh-huh. Of course, he molded me. Uh-huh. And then he scolded me. Uh-huh. Transforming me into the person I'm supposed to be. Ever since my christening. Uh-huh. Even in the midst of sin. Uh-huh. Kept drunk in my life. The Holy Spirit started
visiting.
I started quickening. I started witnessing. I started listening to the voice inside that was hid within. I can't wait for that day. That day when the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant, so I can enter in this course of praise. My flows are priceless, priceless. My flows are nicest, nicest. But at the highest price, they not as nice as righteous crisis.
We give it to them now. That's how we do it now. We give it to them now. To them now. Do it now. We give it to them now. That's how we do it now. We give it to them now. To them now. Do it now.
To love. We gotta get back to love. That was Carmen, Back to Love. Man, I love that joint. You know what I'm saying? I always try to throw that in. I know Kingdom, every time you hear it, he be like, mmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When Kingdom give you that, mmm, you know what I'm saying? Either he cooks something good or he's feeling the music.
Feeling,
you know what I'm saying?
Feeling it.
So look, man, he cooked up this topic for today, by the way. Envy, you know what I'm saying? And man, just really tell us why, you know, God put that on your heart for today, man.
Well, you know, envy is one of those big things that everybody goes through. Sometimes it's subtle and sometimes it's not so subtle.
Yeah.
Even from the beginning of time, it's been a thorn in the side of mankind.
Yeah.
So when I brought it to the forefront, envy is at this point of time in the season of the church, and it can be a thorn, and it really can break down a church. It really can break down a church.
Yeah.
Especially in the ministry.
Right.
And the reason I brought it up was because everybody has a gift in the body of Christ.
Mm.
And everyone has a gift that's valuable to the church. Because everything that you should get, you should be able to get it in the church.
Yeah.
Everything. And so, but what it comes down to, it breaks down to, like, say, for instance, Don, you rap and do other things in the ministry, even pastor at times.
Yeah.
And then I could be to a point that, well, I want to be like you. I want to be the pastor of the church. I want an assistant pastor of the church.
Right.
And but that's not my calling. That's not what God gave me. My gifts are not there. So I shouldn't envy you for what God gave you, because He equipped you to do what you do for your part of the body of the church to make it move.
Right.
And He equipped me with what He gave me to make everything run the same. So it's just like a body. You know, the arm can't do what the leg can do.
Right.
You know, so I shouldn't be getting jealous of you or envious. I know it's like a kissing cousin jealousy.
Right.
But that was the main reason, because in the body of Christ, I've noticed it a lot. Even in me, I've been,
right,
you know, people in the church that stand in front of the pulpit. I'm not saying I want to be a pastor, but just speak so eloquently, you know. And
yeah,
break that down and be like, wow, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that is envy though. You know what I'm saying? In a sense,
it
could be
in a subtle way.
Right. I mean, like I remember growing up in church and, you know, just asking, like, man, who's going to be the next pastor after my former pastor, Nate, after he's ready to retire or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it wasn't an envious thing, like, dang, I'm trying to get that, you know, because I wasn't even thinking of it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you admire, like, I just want to make sure people know that there's nothing wrong with admiring somebody.
Right,
but when it's envy, it's like, man, I want to take that dude's spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude don't deserve. Basically, what you start doing is you start bad-mouthing them and be like, man, let me get this guy. And then let's say as soon as somebody comes up, man, well, pastor, is he qualified? No, I think I should do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
What envy kind of does in the sense that I think. But go ahead.
Yeah, you hit it. That was more on a subtle.
Yeah.
I did it more in a subtle way. You know, just cold out being envious, like just trying to take a person out. You know, I've seen that as well.
Right.
Even before I was even saved or anything, and dealing with people in the street, you know, when it came to, you know, people that was doing the drug sellings and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
and they envied. It was like, man, this dude making $40,000 a week,
right?
You know, and they got their boys together trying to take him out so they can get that spot,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So I've seen it from the devil's standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen it from the church's standpoint.
Both sides.
When a person in the church is the head lead singer in the church, and then next thing you know, you back, well, I can sing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they getting all the applause? I should be getting the applause.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I've seen it in both ways, and I see how it can bring a damper to the church and keep the spirit from flowing the way it's supposed to in the church.
Right.
Or just in general. Because, you know, it's all about relationship.
Right. And as his work said, you know what I'm saying? And definitely, I think that with envy is something that it comes back, as you said, to not people really not knowing what they're called to do. You know what I'm saying? If you know that you're part of the body, you see it a lot in Christian hip hop where people will say stuff about Lecrae or, you know, saying the top dogs, whoever you want to say. Just like Kobe Bryant, a lot of cats is envious of Kobe, LeBron, all these cats. Like, oh, man, well, how come I ain't get paid like this dude? Yeah. Or, you know, you see it in all areas, but usually you see it because somebody is actually walking in what God called them to walk in. Or they're using their gifts and talents in the fullness of their ability of what they're supposed to do. Yeah. Most of the time, you don't see somebody envious of somebody that's not really doing anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. If
somebody sitting in the back, they're not gonna be like, ah, man, I want to be in this seat. Like if you fighting over the back seat, they're a problem. There's a problem, you know. But I know you got some scriptures on it, man. And I would just say, really know who you are to understand that you don't have to be envious. If you really know what you've been called to do, that's all that matters, man.
Yeah.
What you got? You got that Romans?
Yeah, Romans 12:3.
Okay.
When it says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith."
Mm.
That's basically, we summed it up a while ago. That's by saying that, you know, stay in your lane, basically. In your lane. And if you know what God has called you to do, you know, and just do it. And do it to the best of your God-given ability. And not worry about the next man.
No, that's right. And I think that it is very important that we do that. Another scripture that we have. You know what I'm saying? All these are the work of one in the same spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. And that's 1 Corinthians 12:11, speaking on, you know what I'm saying, making sure we are not being envious of somebody else in their role. We got to know who we are, and we got to know what God has called us to do, and know that God gives certain gifts to certain people, and it's for the edification of the body.
Right.
You got another one, Matt?
Yeah, there's another one that just piggybacks off Romans 12:10. It says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another." It basically piggybacks on the one I did, Romans 12:3.
That's dope, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is, man. And you know, we got to, number one, you know what I'm saying? Don't be envious, man. Don't be envious of your brother or your sister. Just know what God got for you is even better than if you try to pattern yourself after somebody else. That's why you got to know who you are, man. But I am Don Christian.
And I'm DJ Kingdom 7.
And we about to get out of here on Yada That King
Radio.
That's right.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King Shabakta King. I yada da King. I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King Shabakta King. We yada da King. We yada da King. I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep
on praying. Yada Da King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We got it, King. Do you?